tremble, you're so noble. And I am a happy fool. Landi po usimi ena ba City Lebongo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM Owa kumbule tu weekend na turanga marama Dorobo unu nilewa Ena sana tini kabani nondo mandua Ena sama ibu kaitu kutuku Ena bunu Lebongo Wellington Nimbula minaka Sawa kumbule tu gani Ena adha tali Ena adha nimbula Ena adha ninganga Ni wane turanga otsi su Kristo Kaunita kana mose ni kalou Ena narongoza ni kuwa Ena biba ungeti Ena bitumbiri ki weekend Ena singa nindai Ndaki nimbula ni tabutu Ndaki nimbula ni tao Ndati kumbule vale Senda baro tu mwenye mwenye dhalaka Senda baro tu mwenye lomani motoka Kuna dhama nga waru mwenye mataka ni sikani nai Sano mwitavi Mwiki nda mwiki tu wiki anda Ena mataka ni sikani kwa Ena Wellington Access Radio Ena 27.2 FM Ena sikani mwenye kani kwa Au nitaka Nina kauti kendaru na kalu kini ndo tani lelevolo Nibi ingarami Ena sikani nai Lako tumbeka mai Nisulandi wa angito Sima ngande Sima idhagadhaka Sima ivuli Sio sama ilioni wuno tunde tu Ena wuno wango New Zealand Kama kaitu kitu kena wuno wali wango Wellington Au sama mbule tuwe ni weekend Ena singa wina kani kwa Sana raba raba Kwa lako maikina ena singa wina kani kwa Na maila umbeaka Laka unrobe mbua Sama dhuata Maimba Matakira O Kandamu Na maibiti Tailevu Marewa Serwa Unamosi Sende ula labi Unanroga Matakira musa Sana la bukalo mekina au sanga mbule tu gani ena simila ni kwa na hava tali ni wani turang kwa Jesu Kristo
Amen ni rasota wana turang na singa vina kani kwa praise the Lord the chakima na maitina kasali Amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning maybe you followed us through our Facebook page and we would like to say greetings all the way from here four shores at the FDB ground and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us we would like to acknowledge you foreign zone as well as island I believe you are rostered for your mission standing for this particular Sunday we take this time to say thank you I believe you're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand Australia American continent for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa Bulawinaka and also to the Europe I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well not forgetting Vanuatu and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in we would like to send today to say thank you for joining us today we have been blessed we have a few divisions from the central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka and not forgetting Korobo let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service the rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central which is Suva and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30 but minus or not with the Eastern Division and we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning we can meet along the listeners of the Lord Kemeni Vakarovi to make many worship centers so we can meet along the Matapo Valley Western Vatican and Northern Divisions we stand today to say thank you and say greetings and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday thank you see you again next week and thank you to all of you I believe for Auntie Rossi all the way out there in Sangani we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item and Talangasa Rossi and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today we would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well thank you and also to those of you that are here maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody today why we have moved from the gymnasium the melodic in the for sure but let it be so we can go get us and vaccinated amen and if you're here we welcome you the unvaccinated and also for the first jabs only but at the gymnasium the locality even when on the melodic in the vaccinated fully vaccinated so that is why we move the service to the for sure so you can come and also worship with us and let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium nikotalanga we have a weekend so we can say leoniloti weekend Mrs. Tukana I believe you are here with your daughter so we can understand any lot of new Methodist either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end I can't do any quote to save you for the time taken to come and join us
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you are here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through My TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose My TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of My TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through My TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of His garment and tell Him that He is your God and He is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab Him and tell Him that you love Him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana biwa lini mbula to bimate sakame kwa kwa vuni wae sasana ni rawa. So we can just look wali mbula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve Him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Kita bagi tiga weekend dalam turangan, marah makrobo nungun elawan esana tiga bani nonton wah. and the same sort of my television, my Kandavu, Yatul my Viti, Yatulau, we come to my Lavizak and do Malombula, Navalibu, Samatu my, come to my Namukilau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my only Lau, Fulan, Batakiunga, Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Didia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulabinaka, and Samatakanisan and I, Mina, Essamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, Nimbulabinaka, Sendula, my Bunovatu, Watalakina, my Kandavu, my Zakeono, Kotsumusarira, Nimbulabinaka, and your Soma Malavu, Nimbulabinaka, come to my Nasosu, my Viti, Kamatalakina, come to my Lombi, my Waya, the Roma Tuna Tunyalo Nikua, the Bagavinaka Tuana Turana, and the Singa Vinaga Nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region, the Roma Nikua Tunyalo, Wingaswe, Nanakai Tusanakatiko. The things that you confess, you will soon possess.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying a heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but it will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. Come on, let's be sure to do the call. Do not go my way. My, don't go my way. mai okoe lenga kwa enera okoe matomboko kwa matareba okoe ta putu ya okoe ndabwa ka okoe lame lo todo mai ni lo todo mai kwa magandu na e ona ni zolata na izolo bibi kalim me kada timu kalim na lube mu ndwe mosbiko ndwe mola kamiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalu se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko kwa ya en mataka ni sigani kwa menda lago mai biko ya en mataka ni sigani na ndama ingara biko ya bagaya lago mai ndira kauta mai na numundu izolo zola kelera kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalu en sigani ni kwa ni kombera ni mbumbu mai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Lake City, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua. God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? You got a water like Congo and Bukit Jesus Christo. Kakopola, Sasaka, you go in a sambula, Christo sambula miau. We have Sava, Kotibataki, Christo and a Kavilakai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers. Or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila nisuli suli nikalo ki kina kiko mosu tukungo o iko na kila biko na wa iko loko mtu mwenye bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Que roho lenga kenda lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba lenda lenyo ege visu utakana wai mewa ni multiply limu ne mulman rai. Kena roho rai ne kana kina limu na undu na turanga kena marama. Hemeni. Ena loma ni wasu wasa gai tomba lenya ni lenyo ai. Hemeni. Ena ngonu sa loma ikina na ua gai wasa kina ua. Sit down. He spoke to the wave. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikan is Singatambo, not a mango quay to Ranga Baktawa. Via Kavikan is Singatambo, and I am Nitibana Tinango, Nanito Valley, Sengakin and the lounge, open space, but it's one Nito store. Kitana non damiti make it to the Chunakatumini store. Where is Singatambo? And I am in a Nito store and a Tinago, and Mavaro to get on the Vimada, Kiton and Dandavo get it to get on the Yetu Nalanser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Babakau. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Oh.
His thoughts is still the best for you. I'll tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow to get. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because
because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, Valibesu, yes. You're going to tell me, my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit, yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen. That
is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I begin to...